Hound Rock Rambler.
Greetings, music lovers, and welcome to the premiere episode of Krautrock Replica, a podcast series exploring the broad range of music produced in Germany in the late 60s and 70s, rather irreverently referred to outside of Germany as Krautrock. This is a genre of music that I've been meaning to explore for quite some time, and thought, why not bring my friends out there in cyberspace along for the ride? And here we are. So without further ado, let's dive right in with our evening's first selection, Amandul 2 with Eye Shaking King.
Thank you. bicep. I'll vice V Edel Weiss Blumen und Stechapfelblüten Kreuzpunkt des Lichtglanzes aller Milchstraßen wo nur Schall des göttlichen Kühes des guten Hirten Koloka, das war das ist das sein wir. Koloka, Land, da, die Zeit steht. Sämtliche Ewigkeiten Grenze sind um Krishnas Haar nur von dir träumen träumen und
How beautiful was that? That was Die Weiße Alm by Sergius Golovin from his 1973 album Lord Krishna von Goloka, released on the Kosmische Musik record label. That album was a one-off project featuring members of Ashra Temple, Wallenstein, and some other musical groups. And before that, we started off our show with I Shaking King by Amandul 2 from their 1970 album, Yeti. That group featured members of the larger ensemble Amandul, who split from the group and began recording as Amandul 2. Next up, we're going to hear a track from the psychedelic power trio Guru Guru. We're going to hear the opening cut from their 1970 debut album UFO, the song Stone In.
my own. Thank you.
That sounded a bit Pink Floydish at times, didn't it? That was Ashra Temple, with the first part of a two-part suite called Light and Darkness. You can find that on their 1972 album, Schwingungen. I really dug the fuzzed-out guitar jam that emerged in the middle of that piece. Next up, we're going to hear from a group that really wasn't a band. This track comes from an album that was compiled from several acid-fueled jam sessions that were released without the musician's knowledge. This comes from a 1974 album called Galactic Supermarket, and it's credited to a group called the Cosmic Jokers. We're going to hear part one of a sidelong piece called Kinder des Alles.
Yeah.
Crowd Rock Replica.
Thank you.
That was Kraftwerk with the song Rucksack from their 1971 debut album, simply entitled Kraftwerk. The live drumming and flute playing gives that song a more organic feeling than some of Kraftwerk's later recordings. At this point in time, members of the band included Michael Rota and Klaus Dinge, who soon after this recording split to form their own band, Noi. Speaking of which, let's hear a track from Noi right now, from their 1975 album, Noi 75, released on the Brain record label. I think the vocal style and 4/4 beat of this track gives it kind of a punk attitude. Let's see what you think. We'll be right back. That was Mobius and Plonk with Feedback 66 from their 1980 album Rasta Kraut Pasta. Mobius and Plonk are Dieter Mobius, formerly of Cluster and Harmonia, and Connie Plonk, who is a sort of producer extraordinaire of the krautrock era. He worked with many of the most important krautrock acts, including Kraftwerk, Neu, Cluster, Harmonia, Ashra Temple, Can, Guru Guru. He also worked with David Bowie and Brian Eno on Bowie's late 70s Berlin trilogy of albums, Low, Heroes, and Lodger. That track also featured Holger Zuke on bass, a member of the group Can. Up next, we're going to hear from a one-time member of the group's Tangerine Dream and Cluster, Konrad Schnitzler. We're going to hear a track from his privately issued 1974 release called The Black Cassette. I think this album was later released on vinyl with the title Gelb. When I listen to Schnitzler's music from this period, it sounds like I'm hearing the roots of techno. We're going to hear track number 12. Let's listen. We'll be right back. sounding very much like an early example of ambient music, we're listening to a track called Some Velvet Phasing by Klaus Schulze from his 1974 album Black Dance. Schulze was an original member of Tangerine Dream, then joining Ashra Temple, not long after helping form Ashra Temple. He chose to leave the group and begin a solo career. Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's exploration of the genre known as krautrock. I hope you enjoyed what we heard, and that you'll join us again for another episode of Krautrock Replica.
Krautrock Replica.